Well, with Daryl and Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you? Chris Mackey.
Hi, Daryl. Good to see you.
Synchronicity. Now, Rox has had a shootout. She's got some other work to do. So it's us today, but we've got a special story. And, of course, it relates to Anzac Day. So we've got a special guest on the phone, Richard Vines. He will join us shortly. We're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk synchronicity. It's the catch-up at Bay 93.9. We're talking synchronicity. Chris Mackey's in the studio. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. And, very happy to have an old school friend, Richard Vines, join us for this segment. So, hello, Richard.
Oh, hi, Chris. Great to be with you both.
Well, terrific. And I might introduce something about the story and you might be able to clarify or add some things to it. And there's a second part of the story involving your son, which I think could be great if you could tell that.
Sure.
Okay, so look, Daryl, how this came about is I went to a school reunion a number of years ago, and as you do, you catch up with people and you say what you've been doing, and I mentioned a couple of people I'd written a book on synchronicity.
Yep.
And I met Richard there, and then Richard started to tell me this remarkable family story of some of the most amazing coincidences that I've heard of, and they relate to Anzac Day in some way, so I thought, yep. Timely today.
Perfect.
Okay, well, as I understand it, Richard, it was only about just over 10 years ago that your family learned a lot extra about your grandfather. Your grandfather,
correct.
Ashley Vines, who arrived at Anzac Cove on the 25th of April, and he was in the second wave of people landing.
Correct.
And I understand that he advanced about 5 kilometres into heavy enemy fire, and he was felled by a bullet. He's lying on the ground, he's lost an eye, he has a severed artery, and he's lying there and almost certainly going to perish. Then I believe someone comes across him, a soldier from another battalion who by chance finds himself in the same spot, sees a fallen soldier, goes up to him, see he's badly wounded, and then suddenly recognises him. So Alan Val says, "Are you Ashley Vines? You're my friend from primary school?" And it turns out, yes, they were friends in primary school.
Wow.
And then my understanding is Alan helped Ashley crawl the next 100 metres under heavy enemy fire and then stagger back the 5 kilometres to Anzac Cove. Recognising his primary school friend, showed the courage, risked his life, and he helped Ashley get back to Anzac Cove.
That is absolutely correct, Chris. And remarkably, Alan was seriously injured himself. It was just an enormous effort by Alan. And it's a really wonderful thing to be able to give tribute to Alan for actually allowing our family to survive in the way it has.
Well, I believe that that Ashley's mother at the time wrote to Alan's mother and said that she believed that he deserved the Victoria Cross for his efforts of showing so much courage.
Yes, that's correct. And so often this story of the First World War and other wars, women in the background play such important roles. And yes, she did do that. And and she really wanted Alan to be acknowledged for the work that he did. And we can only just pay tribute again, as I want to highlight. This story is not about the Vines per se, although we're very proudly part of it. It's about Alan. And Alan actually went on and gave a very distinguished career in the Army. He was very seriously injured in a number of other battles, and he died quite young. So this story was also, we had this story about synchronicity and your interest as a psychologist in post-traumatic stress disorder, and I think those two things are both part of this story.
Yes, and now one of the most remarkable things, of course, is you wouldn't be speaking to us today, or your family in its form would not exist if it hadn't been for Alan Val's courage. But look, there's another part to this too, Daryl. When I was talking further with Richard, he kept on adding extra parts of the coincidences in the story and with your family. So there was also a remarkable coincidence with your son, Ashley, this connection with his great-grandfather. And I wonder if you might say a little bit about that, about how he learned of a school role that Ashley, his great-grandfather had, that he subsequently had.
Well, I was always greatly impressed by Ashley, my grandfather, Ashley Senior, and he was such a remarkably calm sort of person. And as a young person, we visited him. And so in the end, we actually named Ashley, our son, after Ashley Senior. And Ashley Junior, as in my Catherine and my son, actually became, curiously, vice captain of the school at Scotch College in 2000, and roughly, I think it was 2011. I'm afraid of my memories.
I think it's 2011. That's my understanding. Yes.
Yeah, and the remarkable thing about this story about serendipity is that at that particular time, there was the captain and the vice captain had their own particular office which they could sit in. And Ashley Jr. opened up his desk and opened the drawer, and there were five pictures in that drawer, and they were prefix pictures. And he actually went through them one by one, and there were the prefix of 1979 and the prefix of 1964. And on the very bottom one, there was the prefix of 1910/11. And there was a picture of Ashley Vines Senior on the left-hand side of the principal of the school's Little John, and it was clear that he was actually vice captain of the school because it actually had it written on the picture. But the issue, though, is that why it's so curious is because the records of the school of vice captains only went back to 1912. So nobody knew that Ashley Senior was actually vice captain. And it was just completely, well, let's use the word serendipitous, that Ashley Junior found this picture 100 years later. And there he connected up with Ashley Senior. I'll pause there for a moment, but there's a little bit more I can add to it.
Sure, Richard.
Well, I'd only highlight that there's a sense in which this serendipity has a sense in which stories that are there to be told actually tell themselves. So this
is
not a story about Ashley Vines Jr. And I'm a proud father, but this was a story about Ashley Vines Sr. and his story coming out. And so I just think that I like this idea that serendipity, if you like, actually brings out stories that need to be told, and they tell themselves. They don't need us to tell them. And so I just pay tribute to Alan Bowles and to Ashley Vines Senior for the qualities of their characters that actually made this story become electric and alive for us.
Well, Richard, it seems like it was a story that was going to be told regardless.
Yes.
Because of the way things fell. And I think that's what we call synchronicity, isn't it?
Yes, synchronicity and serendipity, correct.
They very much relate to each other. But how remarkable, your family learns after 100 years that there are two Ashley Vines with exactly the same role, and no one put that photo there on purpose. It was completely random that it happened to be there, but there was this unfolding of the history in a way that sometimes you wonder if things are meant to be. That's a bit of a theme that we have in this segment.
That's correct, and if I could beg just a moment more, the other part of this story is that none of us knew any of this information because Bob never, my father, never knew about it himself, and it was only because about 10 years ago, as I think Chris mentioned, that my father and sister were at a drinks party in South Australia, and there they met Alan Bowles' nephew, and as it turned out, Alan Bowles' nephew was able to tell us about this story. So that's led to all of this stuff being uncovered.
Yes, because many war veterans keep things to themselves, don't they? And that's part of the effect of post-traumatic stress. But thank you so much for telling us that story today, Richard. It's a wonderful tale of Alan Val's courage that helps your family exist, but also I think it says a lot about Ashley Senior and your family.
And Junior. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, and I would also add, Chris, to you too, as a psychologist, you've had the sensitivity to listen into this story and be sensitive to it, and I think I just pay tribute to you for that.
Well, thanks very much, Richard, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Yeah, look, Richard, I think you're right. This is a story that was going to be told regardless of whether anybody knew about it or not. It was simply going to be told at some point. So
good point.
We thank you for your time.
Thanks again, Richard.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye then.
All right. Well, Chris, it certainly is one of those stories and really pertinent in this week as we've celebrated Anzac Day. Thanks for coming in. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks.